Filmmaking often requires the efforts of a small army, from the actors and director, of course, but also from the makeup artists, location scouts, props department, lighting and sound crews, etc. And with the state's film industry booming once again, there's a local nonprofit that's creating a pipeline of talented young people ready to step into any of the needed roles. Right now, I'd like to welcome Kirby Voss, Executive Director of the Cool Cooperative. Welcome, Kirby.
Thanks. It's an honor to be here.
So tell us a little bit more about what you guys do.
Well, we realize that there are a number of young people in this city who have incredible amounts of talent and not as many opportunities as perhaps upper-income students would. So we wanted to create a program that taught them not only to be free thinkers and to be creative, but also taught them how movies are actually made, from the gaffers and the grips to the boom operator, giving our students a chance at meaningful, well-paid employment.
So talk a little bit about the projects that the kids work on.
Well, what we try to do is we have our students write, direct, shoot, produce, edit their own projects, and they never cease to surprise us. If I see a student who I think really has a drama inside of him, he shows up with a script one day that's completely a comedy. It's the quiet students who show up with musicals. And so we try to give our students the opportunity to express who they are without any sort of limits that we impose, and we just give them the opportunities to tell their stories.
Now, do the kids make features or short films? What kind of projects do they produce?
We focus mostly on short films, on music videos. We do a lot of interviews. We've had interviews with Oscar-winning producers and actors, and we also go to the movies fairly frequently and do movie reviews of the movies that they see.
You mentioned that you bring in people to speak. Talk a little bit more about those people.
Well, we are always looking for volunteers. We bring in everybody from writers and directors to grips to makeup artists to costumers to editors and sound designers. And the goal is to expose our students to as many different opportunities that film offers as possible. Because generally speaking, when you think about film, I know, you think J.J. Abrams, you think Steven Spielberg, but you don't realize how many people are necessary to really make a film happen. And so a student who has a strong story inside them might think that they have to be a director, but they realize they really want to be a makeup artist or they really want to be a composer. And so we try to give them opportunities to listen to as many types of people as possible. The other key there is that it's great for networking for our students. So our students are able to meet the people who hopefully one day will employ them.
That was actually my next question. I was going to ask about the connections that these kids can possibly make and in a business that is often reliant on connections.
Well, the thing about the film industry that's both a blessing and a curse is that it is so reliant on connections. But what we have that is just an invaluable resource is the city of New Orleans, because people here are so friendly and so willing to lend a hand and give opportunities to others. That, yeah, knowing somebody is really important to get your first job, but it won't get you your second, third, fourth, fifth jobs. That's a matter of talent. So we at the Cool Cooperative try our best to give the students the opportunities to prove that they know what they're doing.
You mentioned earlier, about how some of the kids really surprise you. Is there anything that really still jumps out at you about just a kid that surprised you with his or her work?
Absolutely. It's kind of silly to say, but the best way to see this would be to go to our website. We've got a video section, and for legal reasons, I can't name the student, but he talks about himself in a very negative way, and it's heartbreaking to see a student who kind of hates who he is, and then to be able to see the difference in that student after 6 months, after 18 months, is remarkable. It's really impressive seeing how self-esteem can be impacted simply because of, honestly, smaller class sizes. We have two instructors and maybe 15, 20 kids a grade. And so by being able to give these students a one-on-one personal connection, we've really seen a massive difference in how they view themselves. And that's the most special thing, because I think it offers a chance for the entire community to change how it sees itself.
That was Kirby Voss telling us all about the Cool Cooperative. Thanks for coming in, Kirby.
It's been a real pleasure. Thanks for having me.
In New Orleans, I'm Brian Friedman.